Okay, our next one is 34, Lamed Dalet. And this is actually written by a very, very famous author. This is Rav Yehuda Halevi, who is, we know him as the author of the Kuzari, one of the great books of Jewish philosophy. He was also a great, great poet. He will have another piyut, which I'll talk more about when we get to. He also wrote the Zemer, Yom Shabbason, Ein Lishkoach. And here, too, he takes a story. He takes a story in the Gemara that Chazal recorded, and he has a piyut about it. And this story goes back to the Chorban of the Bayis Rishon. So you see, one thing you have to see in Kinos is that we're not that concerned here for chronology, because it's as if we take all of the tzoros, the whole gamut of the suffering of the Jewish people, and we combine it together. First Mikdash, Second Mikdash, Crusades, Holocaust, individual tragedies. It's all part of one undifferentiated whole to bring us back to the Almighty. And this is a story that there was a Navi at the time of the Bayis Rishon, and his name was Zechariah, not to be confused with the famous Zechariah who has his own biblical book. This was a Zechariah who does not have a Sefer of Tanakh. Don't confuse the two. And Zechariah was a Navi that would give the Jewish people Musar, do tshuva, do tshuva. And even though you have a Beis HaMikdash and you're bringing Korbanos, but if you bring Korbanos and then live lives of evil, the Korban is hypocrisy, it doesn't count. Right, Hashem says, I don't want insincere korbanos. A korban is not a bribe. You pay off God, then do what you want. A korban is about submission. And finally, people got tired of Zechariah day in, day out, giving him mussar. So they killed him in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash itself. They figured he was an annoyance, just get rid of him. But what happened was, somehow, they buried Zechariah, but somehow the blood stayed on the ground, and the blood was bubbling. And no matter what they did, they covered it up, they tried to clean it off. That blood just stayed there as a stain and a blot on the Jewish people. Nebuzaradan was Nebuchadnezzar's general. Nebuzaradan actually did the work of the Chorban, destroying the first temple. And it was Aradan sees this blood and he wonders, what is this blood? So the people said, well, you know, this is leftover korbanos, the blood is bubbling, etc. So he slaughtered many, many animals and, you know, the blood wasn't boiling. And then finally they told him that, well, he was a Navi and we killed the Navi, etc. So Nebuzaradan started slaughtering. He says, I will get that blood to be appeased. And he slaughtered thousands and thousands and thousands of children. And the blood was still not appeased until finally the statement was made, do you want all of the Jewish people to be wiped out? And this reminds us, this is a story, the blood of Zechariah. Because the Pasuk says, this is what Yirmiyahu means in Eicha, when he wrote, Im yihareg b'mikdash Hashem kayein v'navi. How could it be that in the temple of Hashem, a Kohen, because Zechariah was also okay, a Kohen and a Navi get killed. And even though you might have thought that's referring to what the Goyim did, Chazal say no, he's not referring to the Goyim, he's referring to the killing of Zechariah. And the reason why this is a relevant lesson to us is that unfortunately, we can kill a Navi in more than one way. We can kill a Navi or a Chacham by physically killing. Baruch Hashem, most of us don't do that, I hope. But we can kill the Chacham by ignoring him, by not listening, by not paying attention, by making his words irrelevant to our lives. And this kina reminds us of how devastating it is when we kill the words of the Navi and the words of the Chacham that could help us and help us grow and help us do tshuva. And when we shut our minds and our hearts and our ears to that message, that is a form of killing the person because his words are no longer making a roshim. So this is from Rav Yehuda Halevi. Yaim achbi yichbaratim. Just want to add that the Gemara in Gittin gives us a postscript to the story that does not appear in the Kina. And that is, Nebuzaradan then made a kal v'chomer. He said, if for the killing of one Navi, so many people had to suffer, I, who am killing so many people, how much punishment will Hashem exact from me? And the Gemara records that Nebuzaradan became a ger. He ran away from Nebuchadnezzar's army. He embraced the Torah. And indeed, there were Talmidei Chachamim that were descended from Nebuzaradan as a result of this experience.